Christ Have Mercy, by The Stone Table. Publishing date, March 3, 2022. This newsletter is 2 days late. I know you watch your inbox with eager anticipation every Tuesday morning, waiting for its arrival. Insert sarcasm emoji. But not only has it been a busy start to the week, I was also struggling to find something of value to say. As the assault on Ukraine unfolded over the past week, I could find no public words. Some are really good, or at least think they're good, at publishing hot takes and perspectives during the early days of a crisis. As I've gotten older, I've learned that my initial thoughts and emotions should probably remain closer to home. I know all of our hearts are heavy for the people of Ukraine today. The devastation we are watching unfold on our TVs and social media feeds is hard to digest. I have a personal friend from Ukraine. I know ministry leaders in Ukraine. I have friends in Russia. I know ministry leaders in Russia. I will leave the hot takes for the pundits. I just want to use this newsletter to remind us that millions of image bearers, loved by God, are facing a horrific reality beyond their control today. Ukrainian image bearers, Russian image bearers. There is evil in this world today, and it is manifesting through a political leader in wide-scale ways we haven't seen for more than a generation. It's right to mourn and weep and yearn for Jesus to return and make all things new. Christ have mercy. Let's truly pray for Ukraine today. But Lord, be merciful to us, for we have waited for you. Be our strong arm each day and our salvation in times of trouble. The enemy runs at the sound of your voice. When you stand up, the nations flee. Isaiah 33:2-3. On the website this week, article, Workism, A Reach for Acceptance. Video, Eric at the Truth at Work Conference, Accelerating the Great Commission Through the Marketplace. Eric Cooper, The Stone Table. Don't forget to pick up your copy of Missional Marketplace, Finding Your Everyday Work in God's Eternal Plan, in your choice of print, ebook, or audiobook by clicking here.